Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, July 9th, 2019. I'm Rich Strappolino. Instagram announced new rules to combat bullying on the platform. A new system will warn users about to post comments that Instagram's AI determines are offensive. They can still post the comments, but they'll be given a moment to reconsider. Instagram will also let users restrict followers with comments from those followers not appearing publicly unless approved by the account. Restricted users also won't be able to see when someone is active or if they have read their direct messages. Researchers from Berkeley's International Computer Science Institute found that up to 1,325 Android apps that were gathering data from devices after people explicitly denied them permission. The apps don't violate the permissions, but find other ways to access data, like gleaning location information from photos which are approved for access by the app or using Wi-Fi to estimate location. In Google Q, location information in photos will be hidden, and apps wanting special access to Wi-Fi must also get approval for location information. 13 apps accessed unprotected files from other apps to look for info like your phone's IMEI number. Security researcher Jonathan Leechu published details about an exploit to the Mac client for Zoom and RingCentral video conferences that allows a website to forcibly join a user to a Zoom call with the video camera activated, without permission. The Mac client installs a web server on the machine, which can automatically connect users to Zoom calls with the video enabled without notification from an invite URL, as well as reinstall the Zoom client if it has been removed from the machine. The vulnerability was disclosed to Zoom with a 90-day window to patch, with Zoom implementing a quick fix that the researcher found a quick workaround to. Leechu recommends users enable the option to turn off video when joining meetings and walks through how to fully remove the Zoom web server if it's not needed on the machine. Uber added a new ride option called Uber Comfort, which ensures more legroom and a newer mid-sized car for your ride. Uber Comfort also lets riders make extra requests before the ride, like setting the temperature and whether they'd like to talk with the driver. The new option is rolling out in select cities in the U.S. and limited to drivers with a 4.85 rating or higher. Apple refreshed the entry model MacBook Pro and the MacBook Air laptop line. The $1,299 MacBook Pro now comes with the Touch Bar interface, Touch ID, and a 1.4 GHz quad-core 8th Gen Intel i5 Coffee Lake chip with a turbo frequency of 3.9 GHz. The MacBook Air gets a $100 price drop, now starting at $1,099, and includes Apple's True Tone display technology. Both laptops will come with the updated third-generation butterfly keyboards. Apple also discontinued the 12-inch MacBook and non-Retina MacBook Air models. Spotify released the Spotify Lite app in 36 markets on the Google Play Store, with a focus on developing markets in Asia, Latin America, the Middle East, and Africa. The 10 megabyte app can run on any device running Android version 4.3 or higher. The app is available for free and premium Spotify accounts, supports search and savings of songs, artists, and playlists. It also allows users to set a data limit for the app. Canon debuted the G7 X3 camera at VidCon 2019. The $750 camera features Canon's first 1-inch 20-megapixel stacked CMOS sensor, can shoot RAW photos at up to 30 frames per second, shoot video at 4K at 30 frames per second, and features a 4.2x optical zoom with a maximum aperture of f1.8. The camera can capture vertical video natively, can stream to YouTube over Wi-Fi, includes an external microphone jack, and has a 180-degree flippable 3-inch touchscreen. The G7 X3 will be available sometime in August. Amazon announced that the YouTube app is available on Fire TV devices, including the Fire TV Stick, the Fire TV Cube, as well as Toshiba, Insignia, Element, and Westinghouse smart TVs. YouTube Kids and YouTube TV apps will also be released later this year. The Prime Video app on iOS and Android now will support streaming to Chromecast devices, and the Prime Video app for Android TV is getting a wider rollout as well. An update to Google Stadia's FAQ reveals new details about the service. The FAQ clarified that once purchased, games will be available on Stadia even if the publisher removes them from the service. A Stadia account can also support up to 4 controllers for local multiplayer games, and the Stadia controller can be connected to devices by USB or Bluetooth. Google also clarified that beyond the Pixel 3 and 3a, all Chrome OS tablets will support Stadia at launch. And finally, after delaying its IPO originally set for May, the Chinese video game streaming company DouYu filed documents with the US SEC that it will go public by offering 44.9 million shares priced between $11.50 and $14. After filing initial documents in April, the original IPO was delayed over concerns about boosted US tariffs against China. DouYu is one of the top two game streaming companies in China with over 153 million monthly active users, with its rival Huya going public in the US in May 2018. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.